You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Talktainment Radio. And this is Stairway to Heaven. And Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church. And today I am so glad to have the manager of the Keys of Harmony, Deacon Joe Woods. And he's been there. We're going to feature the Keys of Harmony. Brother Woods, would you please say hello to Claudius?
Hello. Hello, audience. I'm very happy to be here this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be able to be on air. And God has been good to us over the years. He brought the Keys of Harmony from a mighty, mighty long ways. And as you know, that he's been good to us. And we have much love for one another. Love for you.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad to have him here. I'm glad. This is my manager, and I'm the bass player for the group. And like I said before, the Keys will be, we're still together, and we're getting over some illnesses and everything. Brother Jordan Woods Jr., he just finished his last treatment Monday.
Yes.
So be looking out for us, because we will be out soon. We're going to be coming out hitting hard. And I like to say we have an anniversary coming up in the next few weeks, so we're gonna do that right now. I'm preaching the Keys, and I'm gonna have Dad give us some history. Then we're gonna play some music, and Brother Woods, we do have permission to play your music, right?
Yes, you do have.
Okay, we'll be playing the Keys. We'll be playing the music, for a while, and I hope you enjoy, because like I said, I know a lot of you have missed us. And a lot of you have wondered what was going on. As I said before on the show, that we had some illnesses. Now the illness is getting over with. So the next few months down the road, you will be seeing us back out. And we'll be glad to be out there to bring it to you. I'll be letting you know up and up what's going on with us. Let you know up and up what's going on, where we are and what we're trying to do. And definitely, I'm going to let Dad give us some history of the Keys, how they got started, and our anniversary is coming the next couple of weeks, as I said before, and I'm going to do, hopefully I will do an anniversary show. We're not having the anniversary this year, but the anniversary will be next year, and I hope to do an anniversary show next couple of days. Dad, would you like to say something, please?
Oh, yes, okay. The Keys of Harmony got started in 61, and Brother Deacon Sanford Mitchell, myself, and Brother Arvin Moore, and Robert Scott, and Tommy Head, and we traveled around the country, and God has blessed us, and as they went on, then was added on was my sons. Joe was with us from the beginning. He started when he was about 12 playing music for us. And Gene came on board. Wayne came on board. And then, you know, Daryl started when he was about 8 or 9 years old playing drum for the Keys of Harmony. And he was blessed to go on. And he wound up being a pastor at Revelation Baptist Church in Cincinnati, and the Lord called him home. Gene gone, Wayne gone, and Daryl gone. But God bless, I am still here. Brother Lewis with us. He started years ago too, when he was young, before he went in service. Brother Lewis did, and we are blessed to have myself and Joe Jr. and my grandson is with us, Jordan, and I got a granddaughter is with us, Sharita, and her mother, she pinches hitting every once in a while, Deborah. So we God has been good to us over the years, and we're going to get back out here and see how things are going. Well, I know how things are going because God is going to take us where, just like He brought us to where we are today. He's going to take us a little further.
Yes, He is. He's going to take us. I'm looking for Him to take us a lot of places, places we've never been, and places that we hope to venture out.
Yes.
I'm looking forward for it. I know last year, and I mean, the COVID had all the groups down last year.
Yeah.
And since the vaccine took the shots, everybody's trying to get their strength back together, get back together and everything. I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to get it going on because, you know, it's hard. You know, you see everybody else. I've been looking at a lot of videos, see a lot of other groups saying that kind of got to me. But like I said, I will keep going on. And we're going to always need it if it wasn't for us being part of the station. And I'm also say this, that now it's going to be times, as I said before, there'll be times that will be different members of the Keys here with me. May have one sitting in the seat. I'll be here and have one sitting in the seat. Let one of them do the talking. I do the co-hosting. But I'm looking forward for the Keys to look for us to come out hard, strong. As I told you before, we still strong, and we still going stronger and stronger each and every day, and we still going stronger all the time. We got some recordings out, and hope we're going to get one if we can get one in. They believe down at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was something about Dad here. He sung that. And I mean, it amazed me when I got back with the group. I was glad to, you know, get back with the group because, you know, like I said, I did my military thing. Then I did some traveling with some various professional groups before I got back to Ohio. And we did. Then when I came back, I was one. Then I finally made my way there for a while, and I came back with the Keys. And that's what my heart was, you know. But obviously I played for them, but my heart was really to get back with my old group, the Keys, Harmony, so we can get together. You know, sometimes when you're not with the people you love and you were some out there playing for somebody else, the feeling there you do your best for. When you come back home, that's when your feeling always come first.
Yes.
And when you're at home, you do the right thing when you're at home. And things like that happens, and Lord, boy, when you get back, and make you feel good. You may be a little rusty because you play for other groups, different styles. But when you come back home to your group, you gotta learn that style all over again. And like I said, I'd be glad to be back with my brothers and sisters. I miss the whole group. We miss each other. Then we pop. Then we dance.
Yes, yes, yes. We miss each other because. We bind together, and God love have us together. We love one another, and that's a great thing to be loved and love ye one another. Mm-hmm. You can do things. You can do God. If you do it God way, you're always on the straight way. Yeah. You know, just like the song I do, looking back over my life, it be my life that I'm singing about. When I sang the song of looking back over my life, how good God has been to me over the years. And down at the cross where my Savior died, we put that together for a long while. And we did Jesus Give Me Water, and it was not from the well. God has been blessing us over the years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, looking back on my life, when will we expect that to, when we get back together, we'll probably get back on that, we'll probably get working on that one.
Yes.
I can't wait to get, I can't wait to record that one, because that's one of my songs, that one,
well, it's,
waiting on the Lord, and I'm waiting on that one to come out.
Yeah. Now, looking back, it's already recorded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on one of the albums. I've got to find which one it is on.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm waiting on the Lord. It's got to be. We got to record that.
Yeah, that's.
That's
the one. I believe that's the one that is gonna give us. That is the one that's gonna really. I mean, all of them are gonna push us over, but I believe that one's gonna push us over too. Let's talk about the young lady that's with us. She has a pretty good, strong voice, and I'm looking for her. She does a beautiful job on some of the songs that she helped us lead.
Yes, Charita.
Yes, Charita.
That's my granddaughter. She's been around us all our life anyway, so
mm-hmm.
she just about know all the songs and she know the voices. But you know, when they're young like that, they'll listen to you, but they're going on their way. She's gotten older now,
mm-hmm.
and she said we need her, but we need her.
Yeah.
And she need us too.
Yeah, we need each other.
Yes.
Yes. And then there's Ernie.
Yes, he's a very good guy. He's been with us for a while too. Ernie's McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ernie and I are pretty cool together, because we joke around about arguing about, we play a little game, my little arguing thing before we get in rehearsal, you know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back with him and start my little arguing, but I told him one time, next time we rehearse, I'm gonna put a cup outside the door and put it down there. Please designate to Ernie for his Pepsi. So I'm gonna put a cup out there. This for Ernie. He needs help. He's trying to get some Pepsi. So we'll do that. Jordan, the youngest Jordan, the drummer. That's one of the, I'm gonna say this. He's one of the best drummers I have heard here in the city of Columbus. And he does a beautiful job playing drums. He reminds me of myself when I was with the Ray Shackleford in Cincinnati. That's why I told him, him and I got something in common. He reminds me so much of me when Obie McGee, I was walking down Bernard Avenue on my way home and just left the rehearsal, just dropped out of a group. Obie McGee saw me with my bass and asked me to come play for the Mighty Gospel Travelers.
Uh-huh.
And that reminds me of, that's, Jordan reminds me of me, myself, when I started off. And then we got Eddie.
Yes, yes.
Eddie's a dynamite keyboard player.
Yes, he is.
And he enjoy. And last but not least, my brother Joe Jr. that is my brother to life.
Yeah.
And I mean, we played together before, and I'm glad now we're back together playing again. And I'm learning some new things from him, and he will always show me, because I introduce him. He'll tell everybody, I'm the one that introduced him to the Jackson Southerners, and that's how the other brothers came. He said, so I got him listening to Jackson. I told him, step in the house once you hear this group, and I was playing the Jackson Southerners, Jesus Will Provide, and that song, that's what got him turned. That's what turned him on to that. But Joe Jr. is my, he's my adopted brother. That's where I put it down. We're close. He's my brother to the end. I don't care what everybody else say. But Joe Jr. and I is my type. And I love him like a brother. And he will always be a brother, just like you would be my adopted dad.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it for y'all letting me be able to return back home. The other thing is about the keys. Any more? Could you give me another little more history about the keys there?
We're gonna step on out on God's word again, and like we never stopped, but we did. I mean Cuba stopped us, and we in. So we're gonna be back out there again. God has been good to us, and we blessed by the best.
Yes. Yes, we are blessed by the blessings. It's a lot of other groups are getting ready to step back out,
yes,
too.
Yes.
A lot of other groups step back out. I'm hopefully looking to have some of the managers come on the show and let them let the people know here in Columbus and anywhere else that's listening in from Columbus that we're still together.
Okay.
And this is Standing in the Need of Prayer.
Yes. I can go to the restroom next.
Okay, the song was written by the Keys of Heart, and Brother Joe Woods, Deacon Joe Woods, is the founder of the Keys of Heart, and this is their song. And I'm asking Brother Woods, we do have permission to play this song, right?
Yes.
Play all the songs.
Yes. Yeah. And that's sung by Brother Wayne Woods.
Okay.
Yes.
And can you give me a little history of that song? Please?
And Joe arranged it. Gene helped arrange it, and they sing the way we got it together. So it's copywritten and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How long did it take out of how long did it take to get the arrangement?
I imagine about a month, maybe. I'm just kind of stretching it because, you know, when you're a family, you can get things together much quicker. Most of us around home when we get together, we get the songs and things together, mm-hmm. and we sit down and write it, and we copyright it when we put it on wax. We mm-hmm. always when we record it, mm-hmm. we always record it. Right? We always give a copyright.
Right.
Send it in. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for letting us be playing something to play the music on the show.
Yes.
As always been like a lot of the songs that we have. I'm gonna say we now. All the songs that we have out are, you know, they're beautiful. And some of these songs, the new ones that got come out, they will. I don't know. It'll be a while before they come back before we get them out there. But They are really nice. And this is another one by Deacon Joe Woods, Down at the Cross. As I say, he's the founder of the Keys of Harmony and also the manager.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Down at the Cross by the Keys of Harmony. And that song brings back memories. And you know, and sometimes, and I ain't going to say sometimes, it's good to hear real old songs, you know, be arranged and be recorded. And it's good, also good that a lot of songs that you hear today, they sound so much better. Don't they sound good, Dad?
Yes. Yes.
And when you listen to them old songs, I mean, that song there been sung for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, say that.
Yeah. This is just arranged for Keys of Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
It's been sung a lot of time before in different groups and different songs, but
mm-hmm.
we just arranged it for the Keys of Harmony.
Okay. We'll arrange the song that for the Keys.
Yeah. Me and Joe, Gene, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, believe it or not, my wife helped out when she did before she passed.
Mm-hmm. And tell you the truth, the Keys, the group has some. I'm gonna say this, and you correct me on this thing if you want to. The Keys song. I mean, not far as long as I've been with the group, the songs that we do and we call, we arrange ourselves.
Yeah.
And our copyright.
Yeah.
And it's not like, we'll stick with it until the song come out all right. Sometimes you can practice on a new song and you think you got it, and it's some always there that's gonna keep you from getting what that part you're supposed to do. And many years have I played, Joe done played, we done did songs and tried to learn them and bring them, write them and put them together, and you work the first time, and then you get it together, and you have to stop and go. And that's the way sometimes it has to be, stop and go.
Yes.
And tell about some of the songs that you have done or record.
I just played Down at the Cross. Then I did looking back over my life, there's a couple more songs on them albums that I did, but I can't think of them right now. It's been so long, I've years done passed on me.
I have to
reach back and get them and look at them or play them or something to realize the song. It's like Down at the Cross. Mm-hmm. That's an old song.
Right.
That's an old one. Yeah, we did that years ago. But God has been good to us, and we. I was trying to think of another song, some more of the songs. Gene and his mother wrote. Some folks know about it, some don't. Some will read about it, and some won't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you today, Jesus is coming back.
Okay.
He's coming back one day.
Mm-hmm.
You better get right now before Judgment Day. Gene and his mother kind of got that together, and Joe.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one I haven't heard.
Yeah, that's more or less on the temp side.
Like, yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one. And hopefully I get to hear and learn to play. And Sarita, she has a song on the temp, a little bit on the temporary side, and it's not out there. So when that come out, we'll let you know when it come out, because we got a lot. If I have your permission, Dad, to say, we have a lot of new stuff we getting ready to do, and it will be a while before we get it, before it come out. So I'm gonna say this, just be looking for it when it comes out, because we're looking for this one to come out. I mean, I'd say this, the COVID has put us back for a little bit, you know, and everybody's trying to catch up and get things back together. Like I said, hopefully Columbus, let me say this, hopefully Columbus, that the talent that we have here in this city is coming back, and I'm saying not only for the Keys, but I'm saying for all groups that's here in the city of Columbus.
Yes.
Look out. We're going to come out strong. And this song here, who wrote this song in that?
Gene
wrote this one.
Time is winding up, it's winding
no,
up.
No, Joe did.
You better be ready.
Woo!
You better be ready. When the Jesus comes.
The time winding up.
He's checking his list.
Okay, this is Dr. Bass Clark Smith and my dad, Brother Joe Woods of Keys to Harmony. And for you YouTube fans, we're going to hope we come back in. Dad, you have anything to say before we go off?
Love everybody.
Okay, we love y'all, and hey, keep tuning in.
Yes.
And this is the Keys to Come, get ready for Jesus Come. This is written by the Keys.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, this is Dr. Bass, and my guest is my father, Deacon Joseph Woods, founder and manager of the Keys of Harmony, and we'll be celebrating the anniversary next year. Next year we'll be celebrating the anniversary, yes. Not this year. Cause,
yes.
Joe Jr., all of us have been out, and we've been down, and sick, everything, and, you know, it's just... Now that things are getting back together, you'll be seeing us. Let me make my shout outs right quick to the people at Mount Carmel's hospital on Shock Road and the labs on Shock Road. They're my friends, and I'm giving them a nice shout out. And ladies and gentlemen out there, they're scientists. They just gotta get things together. They're the ones that let the doctor know what's and who's who, what type of disease we got, and what's going on with the blood. So my hats go out to those, the real heroes, mm-hmm. and to my wife, and also my daughter, Antoinette Smith, which is in the hospital, still in a coma, and asking for prayers that she gets stronger and stronger, and also asking to get prayers for my brother, Joe Woods Jr. and the rest of the Keys to Harmony. That way, heaven is brought to you by the Keys to Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church. Brother, Pastor Reverend Jones is pastor. Like I said, I have with me my doctor, father, and Deacon Joe Woods, the manager and the founder of the Keys to Harmony. And Dad, you were going to say something if you'd like to.
All right, we're happy to be here and happy to be in Radio Land, and we're proud that you can hear us, and if you want to call in or write in and let us know what you would like to hear, we still got our recordings out, and we still going to record when we start back. We're going to have an anniversary over the air, I believe, this year.
Yeah.
But next year, hopefully, we'll be able to have an anniversary in person in 2022. So, you know, we just gotta take it slow and see what's, like the song said, we're gonna run on and see what the end gonna be. Mm-hmm. We got to see what is going on here and how things are gonna be operating, how the Lord going to keep on blessing us over and over and over again. So we're going to stand up and be counted. So y'all just pray for us, because prayer changes things. Prayer brought me here and kept me to where I'm at today. So I don't doubt prayer, but it's for each person who believe in it. But I believe in prayer. God is good. He take care of us, and we want to tell you that there's no love above God. You know, we don't have no love above Him. We just we're going to continue to press on the upward way, see what the end's going to be. Brother Lewis, I'm very happy to have you, man, back home with us, because we miss you when you was gone. But listen, we're glad to have you. God, you're like kind of like the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. You drifted away, but God sent you back home. You come back home. So that's good. That's wonderful. And we're locking up, and we're gonna continue to press on the upward way, because we need that.
Yes, we need that.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
This is another one by the Keys of Harmony. Stay with Jesus.
That's Reverend Woods. That's Reverend Woods singing that. Daryl.
It was all one Sunday morning.
Yeah.
He got that together when he was in college.
Huh.
Yeah, he came home, brought it to us.
Yeah, I remember Daryl.
Yeah.
And you see, from that point, I told Jesus that I'd stay with Him until the end. I meant that from my heart. You see, the sermon was going on, and the minister was telling us how God is. Glory to Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Can I say amen? Let me go on a little bit farther. The minister was telling us that Jesus, when He stepped down in your life, makes things brand new. See, let me go on a little farther, y'all. Hallelujah. Jesus, He's still on the throne. Yes, He is. I felt my help coming, y'all. It's moving on the arms of my heart. Would it be all right if I just rise in Jesus' name? My song sounds something like this. Let Thy will be lost in Thine. Cause I'll love You. Until the end of time, that's why I'll stay with You until the end, Father. Yes, I will, Jesus. I'll stay with You until the end. I'd like to say that again. Let Thy will.
Okay,
that was the Keys of Harmony saying, Jesus, I'll stay with you. And that was Daryl, am I correct?
Yes, that was Daryl.
That's the baby. I met him too. I was there when he was playing drums when I was there before I left. Took off. And I came back, and found his preaching. That's a beautiful song that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a lot of talent, put his heart in that song.
Yes.
He did a whole lot in that song. For those who would like to call us and talk to us about the music we play and the subject today, I'm going to give you the station number 614-914-5001, 614-927-2013. And that's 614-401-8339. And I'll repeat this again, 614-914-5001, 614-927-2013, and 614-401-8339. And if you enjoy the music and you like what we talk about and what we play, give us a call and let us know how much you appreciate this music. As I say today, today is the day that this is my special, the Keys of Harmony manager, my dad, the manager of the group that I'm with, the Keys of Harmony, and we're doing this program for them. Like next couple of weeks, their anniversary will be out, and hopefully we're gonna do an anniversary show, just the Keys. Now we're not gonna be on stage singing anything like that. We're just gonna be here talk about the group and the songs and all that good stuff. And the years that the group been, how long the group been together?
Well, we started in 61. So, do the figuring out is.
About 58 years we've been together. The group been together, that long. And then that's when God bless you for a group to be together that long, a bunch of people be together that long, all the trials and tribulation, you know, they had it in their hearts to keep going. Just like I'm gonna mention this group too. They was together along with the lyrics been together a long time.
Yeah, they was long. They was together a long time.
They've been together. I'm gonna try to get Gloria them up here on the show one day. Then there was another group that's not with us, and that's the Gospel Clouds of Joy of Columbus. They're not here, but I'm going to look up their recording on YouTube and find one of their songs to play on the show so I can hear there. And also, there's a lot of old groups. When I was there, before I left, we were singing up a storm. And we didn't care how bad the storm was, we brought the storm with us. We brought the storm with us, and hopefully we could do it again.
Yes.
And do it again. Like I said, and also say, for those looking for the Gospel Explosion, it will not be until, hopefully, if it don't be this year, it will be next year. And I'm trying to figure out who we're going to bring and who we're going to get. But like I said, I'm not doing the Explosion without the Keys of Harmony. That's just it. I'm not going to do that because I'm sharing it. I'm saying this now. I'm saying this there. I'm sharing that with the Keys. And that Gospel Explosion will, unless Dad don't mind me saying, the Explosion is part by let to be part of the Keys,
mm-hmm.
because you know we got to try to get things because the groups I would like to get here, and for those who I get questions asked about a certain group that I had up here in the. Besides the Mighty Gospel Travelers. Now, I got to try to get a hold of Mike and talk to him and see what they got on their books. And if we can, we probably try to work with them and get them, like I said, because like it could probably be another, like I said, if it ain't going to be a refuge, it'll be another church. So, you know, we got to see what's what. So we'll let you know what church it will be at. Because, you know, I ain't going to do everything at Refuge all the time. We're going to have to give them folks some rest. So we're going to do it at another church once in a while. So hopefully we do it 7th Avenue or next year. And
And I think, and I believe that's what we'll have. I believe we have a big crowd there. Like I said, I'll talk to Mike sometime this week and see, can I get the Mighty Gospel Travel up here? And I'll tell you another group, I would love to get up here. And they call themselves the Anointed Disciples out of Martinsville, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I got them. And to be truthful, Dad, a lot of, besides us being blessed, we are being blessed because my friend, which I will have, I'm going to have him call, his name is Daryl J. Jones out of Texas. And he is, he's connecting with me with a lot of groups, albums and everything that he's sending me to play here on the air. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get him. He has a recording company called Good Day Recording Company. And I'm going to have him call up here, and we're going to get permission to play most of the stuff that he got. Mike, try to get a chance. I'm going to let you talk to him, see can you get on board with that company too. Because he will push us. He does push us. And he will send our stuff all over the country to different various gospel artists and everything. And my name, Stairway to Heaven is on his list.
Mm-hmm.
And also Talk to Him at Radio is on his list. You know, so I'm waiting. Soon he gets some more stuff. He's going to be sending a lot of stuff, but I told him I need his permission. But he's going to be on the show in August, and we're going to talk about the recording studio and the different various groups that he has that is under his belt.
Okay.
And he's going to give us permission to play all his music that he got. That he had artists recording on that. And I know there's one group hopefully one day I have called Rhonda and the Blazing Stars.
Hmm.
And they're good. Shirley McDang and the Singing in Faith. And Mix J and Company. Also, who else I got? Pastor Cheryl Davis. And here's another one by the Keys of Harmony. And like I said, all these songs are recorded and written by the DR Copyrighted. And we do have permission from the manager to play these. This is called What You Gonna Do.
A song by Brother Wayne Woods.
That's Brother Wayne Woods. Okay, that's
Where you gonna run to by Keys of Harmony and that who's that Wayne?
Daryl. Wayne Woods.
Wayne Woods and who wrote that one?
Wayne got that together. Him and Joe.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would sound good. I practiced with y'all on that one too. And like I say, but let me say, like I say, this year we'll be back out. September, Lucio will be back out. I got a surprise. I'm bringing in my six string bass.
Wow.
I'm bringing it out. It's at the house. I've been playing it a couple around the church. I say, well, I guess I still got the five.
Yeah.
Well, I still got the five, but yeah. I'm gonna play the six string this time.
Bring the six string
bass out this time. And that's called Babe. So I'm getting Babe together to make her debut with the group. And I still have Blanche with me. So I have Blanche sitting on the stand with me. I have both guitars there. So, I'm bringing out the new guitar, the six string bass. That's what I'm bringing out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, getting back to the keys. All these songs, yeah, it seems like it's a lot of hard work putting in music, isn't it? All those a lot of every song I heard on that CD is just a lot of hard work, and it was done with pure heart
yes,
and souls
yes.
and love, and I say it couldn't be nobody but the good Lord showing, getting those songs. I mean, I'm so glad and proud. And I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to say this to the rest of the kids. I am so glad and proud, like, glad to be back home with the good. And I'm so glad and proud that I'll be able to, you know, to travel on, go on with them. Because I got two songs myself, which I'm getting ready to write,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't put them together yet. One's called Shame in the City, and the other one, that's the only one, Shame in the City. And I'm going to have to work on that one. And I'm not going to lead it. Somebody else is going to sing that. I'm going to sing on the guitar. I'm not singing that song. I'll write the words, but I'm not singing. Because I can't sing and play at the same time.
We'll get it together, though.
Yeah,
we'll get it together, though.
That's called the song, Shame in the City.
Shame in the City.
Yeah, so give you the history of the song. It's about the things that's going on in the city today and things
yes.
that's not pleasing to God. So
yes.
That's what's called. And here's another one by the Keys of Harmony. Who's singing this song?
That's Wayne.
That's Wayne. Okay. Wayne wrote that song?
It's Wayne Woods.
Okay, that was Wayne Goodson, and somebody's always talking about me.
Yes.
That was done by the Keys of Harmony. And like I said, this, like, we will be back together in the next few more months, you know, and then I will let you know, we'll let you know
yes.
where we be at and where we singing. And then if you like our songs and like what we play, please call us at 614-914-5001-927-2013 and 614-401-8339. If you enjoyed us, enjoy the music that we're playing, what we teach you, give us a call, let us know. And we will really, really be glad to play it for you.
Yes.
And like I said, next couple of weeks is the Keys of Harmony's anniversary, which I will do the anniversary show here, for them. And let people know that we're still together. And let me say hello to some, like I said, brothers, what kind of shout-outs you want to say? Holler at anybody you want to give out?
Yes, I'd like to holler at all of my friends, to tell them that I love them, and we'll be seeing you pretty soon.
All right.
Been about a year since we've seen each other, but we'll see you pretty soon.
Okay, this is Dr. Bay saying, hey, dedicate this show to the Keys and my wife and my friends at the St. Anne's lab. And like to say, hey, you know, I'm going to say before we go off, hey, if you've got somebody to smile, don't have a smile, give them yours. And remember, mine is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. And keep yourself in God's hand. Okay, we'll see you next time. And love you.